Zechus Bar Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Hei, 9 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Nun Hei Amin Aleph, and we know that Midoraisa, a cotton cannot be koina and cannot be makna any item. And we have also previously learned that the transaction of pu'utais, which are defined as young children that are 6 or 7 years old, lefichu fusam, are valid midrabbonon, at least on metaltalin. On the bottom of Daf Kuf Nun Amin Aleph, the Gemara brought a story that occurred in Bnei Brak. Reuven inherited property from his father, and he went and sold it to Shimon. Then after Reuven died, so his other relatives came to Beis Din and they claimed that Reuven didn't have a right to sell these assets, as Lemaisa Reuven was not yet a Gadol and Reuven was not yet Hevishtei Sairis. When we learned that Gemara, we mentioned that the only way that someone could sell the assets that he received from Yerusha, from his father, only if he's already a Gadol and he was Hevishtei Sairis, and in addition he would have to be 20 years old. And that din that we mentioned is based on our Gemara, and our Gemara will actually bring a Machlekes if the age required is 20 years old or only 18 years old. Our Gemara now begins. Itmar, we learned cotton meimisai meicha b'nichsei abev, that if a cotton received assets from the estate of his father, well, at what point does he have a right to go and sell those assets? The Gemara brings machlekes. Rava and Rav Nachman b'shmein esrei shana. Rava states in the name of Rav Nachman that he has to be 18 years old, and Rav Huna bar Chinna on Rav Nachman ben esrim shana, and Rav Huna bar Chinna says the name of Rav Nachman that he has to be 20 years old. Ayin Rashbam points out cotton hagirish nichsei abev shem. Number one, this din is specifically b'negeya cotton that yashins his father's assets. Number two, this is only relevant to kaka. And as the Rashbam continues, the ilu gabi metaltel tnan ha'pu'utas mechon mekach umem karem memko b'metaltelin u'mefishin ha'asam kibashis kibashev kol chad l'fum chorfei, as we explained, u'meshum k'dei chayev t'kinul rabbanu b'metaltelin t'dehevim mechilum zeynesav al'makakoy lo'i. And the reason why Rabbanim made this takana that the pu'utais could sell metaltelin is in order to make sure that they could sell assets in order to be able to support themselves. And let's also keep in mind that although it seems from this Gemara that this is a blanket rule, however, the Gemara will explain that we're specifically referring to a young person that's in Yodea b'tiv masu matin. However, if the child actually is over 13 and he's Hevishtei Sairis and he's Yodea b'tiv masu matin, then he would be able to sell kaka, and even if we receive that kaka from Yerusha, from his father. And let's also point out that the Rashbam at the top of Daf Kuf Nun Hayom Beis states, "V'davka le'in limka b'nichsei aviv tarti b'inon shmein esrei shana v'sairis, either 18 or 20 years old plus Cyrus, avla inyan einshin u'mitzvahs v'ben yugrim u'chashiv gadol u'mhevi Cyrus." Finally, clearly the Rashbam holds that the only time that this thing applies is only when he received these assets from the estate of his father. However, if he actually bought these assets, then he would be able to sell kaka even though he's not 18 or 20. However, ayin entesed the Masal Meicha B'nichsei Aviv, where he brings down Rashbam as Pirush B'Bein Shmuel, the Dafka B'nichsei Aviv, Al Ben Chosmi Shekhanu, Vishinosla B'matana, Yuchalunka, where Betaisi brings down for Abbein Otam, Duhadin, Chosmi Shekhanu, In Yachalunka, Mitam de Mikrova Daita Legabi Zuzi, as Lemaisa, the reason is that since this young child doesn't understand the value of money, therefore there are but more concern that potentially people will take advantage of this katan and he will sell this property for less than market value. And although the Rashbam is mashma, that is only for those assets that he received from the estate of his father, but Zakhtu Yad Ramah, and Mistavra, the Huadin, Linachosim, Shinafalai Lirusha, Mishav Marushav, the Chad Taimananu, Elish Le Dibuchacham, Elabahiva, Bafilu Minichse Avim Nami, Dafka, the Nafalai Birusha, Al Matonok, Nichse Atmai Damu, Ayin Shom. Finally, although the Gemara will actually come out that when we speak about a child that's 18 or 20 years old, it means that he's 18 years old plus a day, or 20 years old plus one day. However, the Gemara would have a shaglah that potentially it means from when he's already in his 18th year, in the name of Nachman, that as long as he's 17 years old plus one day, then he will already be able to sell the kaka that he received from Yerusha from his father. And according to Rav Huna bar Chinna, the name of Nachman, that once he would be 19 years old in one day, and he's already in his 20th year, then he would be able to sell kaka that he received from the estate of his father. And the Gemara continues, Masa Rav Zera. Rav Zera asked the following question, the Shita Rav Huna bar Chinna, the name of Nachman, that a cotton has to be 20 years old, he wants to bring a raya to the sheet of Rav in the name of Rav Nachman that the child only has to be 18 years old, and he'll bring a raya from the story that we saw on Daf Kuf Nun Dalid. As we saw in Ma'aseh Bnei Brak, Be'echad Shemacha B'nichsei Aviv U'Meis, there was a story in Bnei Brak where Reuven received an inheritance from his father, and he went and sold that kaka to Shimon, and then Reuven died. Ubo Bnei Mishpacha Ve'iru Loima Cotton Hayu B'Shas Misa, and although Shimon already went into the kaka and already was muchzik in the kaka, however, Reuven's family now went with a tiny explaining to Shimon that you have no right to this karka, as at the time that Reuven sold you this karka, he was not yet a gadol. This transaction is null and void, and therefore we have a right to this karka. And Lamaisa, Shimon claims that Reuven was a gadol, and he was already heavy shtei sairis at the time of the sale, and therefore it was a valid transaction. Ubo v'sholos Rabbi Kiva ma'al baikai, and they went to Isra Rabbi Kiva shayla if they could exhume the body and examine the body to see if he was heavy shtei sairis. Amalahem, Rabbi Kiva said to them, "Iatim shoyim l'navloi, that it's not proper to exhume this body, even if Shimon wants a taina. The lemaisa, the only way that I'll have a right to keep this property is by exhuming the body. And lemaisa, I paid a lot of money for this property, as the Gemara's lashon was on daf kuf nun dal amabez, that Shimon could state lemulei and non zuzi avinulei linvul v'linvul." Rabbi Kiva stated, "Va'oid, and even if we're going to exhume the body and we find that he actually seems to be a gadol, but simanim asurin l'shtanis la'chamisa, but it's possible that simanim could change after misa, and it would still not be a raya that he was a gadol at the time of the transaction." Of course, we discussed the sugya in depth on daf kuf nun dalid, and we explained that there are various ways to learn this gemara. But lemaisa legabi al gemara, legabi Rab Zeira's raya that he wants to bring to the shita of Rav and Nira of Nachman, that this child has to be 18 years old in order for his transaction to be valid. So zok Rab Zeira, the bishlei leman da'amah ben shmina esrei shana, the bishlei according to Rav who stayed in Nira of Nachman, once a person is 18 years old and he was ready heavy shtei sairis, then he could sell the property they received from the estate of his father. And we continue on daf kuf nun hayom beis hayinu the cost of amulei ma'al ubaikai. So it makes sense why the Yorshim came to Rabbi Kiva and they asked Rabbi Kiva for permission to exhume the body and examine the body, as in this way they would be able to prove that Reuven never was heavy shtei sairis. And therefore, even though certainly everyone agreed that Reuven was 18 years old, but lemaisa, since he was not heavy shtei sairis, therefore he was not yet a gadol, and therefore he didn't have a right to sell this property, and the transaction would be null and void. Eli Amrim ben Esrim Shana, ki Bartkli Mai Habe, Vatnam ben Esrim Shana, Shlehevish de Cyrus, Yav Raishu ben Esrim, Vuhasaris, and Lechelis Flame Yabim, Zokrab Zera, Kointrab Hunarab Hinna. The only way that someone could sell property that they received from the estate of their father is only if they're 20 years old. Lemaisa, in our story in Bnei Brak, it must be that Reuven was already 20 years old, and the only question was if he was Hevish de Cyrus or not. But Lechelis, even if the Yershim would actually have the right to exhume the body and examine Reuven's body, and they would be able to prove that Reuven was not heavy shtei sairis, lemaisa that would not help the Yarshim, as this transaction would still be valid, as lemaisa, since Reuven is already 20 years old, therefore he would be considered a gadol because he's considered a saris, and at that point we already know that he won't be heavy shtei sairis, and therefore he's already considered a gadol. Certainly Reuven's sale to Shimon was valid in proving the din regarding a saris. The Gemara brought a Mishnah Masechtas Nida that is discussing the din of Yavama, and we're talking about a scenario where Reuven was married to Rachel and Reuven died without having children. Rachel fell liyibum to Reuven's brother Shimon, who at that point was a katan and was not yet heavy shtei sairis. The Mishnah tells us that once Shimon is already 20 years old and Shimon is not heavy shtei sairis, then at that point Rachel will be free to marry, and the issa of Lysia Isha Mishachutz Lishzar would not apply because she's not zok liyibum or to chalitza. And as Rashbam brings down, Yavi Urai Krev Almana Kadei Lepatr Mizah Yavam Latir Lishuk Blei Chalitza Viyibum Vuhasaris Vahiri Usaris Blei Chalitza Vlei Miyabim Kadam Vivamis Dalei Kriyim Bei Lachim Lachim Shem Vichol She Eino Liyibum Eino Lechalitza. And Rashbam explains Lagabi Asugya Alma, so we see from there Bi Ben Esim Ve'ilach Afagav Lei Aisi Sairis Kegadu Mechzikin Lu Vipesh Usaris Lei Aisi Sairis. The reason why Reuven did not have Shtei Sairis is because he was a Saris. The Gemara responds that you don't have a Raya from the story, because Lavit Ma'Allah, that then we learn regarding the Mishnah Masechtas Nida, that Amrav Shmuel Rab Yitzchak Amrav who should know the by Simani Saris, that even if there's a person that did not yet have Simani Gadlus and did not yet bring Shtei Saris at 20, that doesn't automatically make him to a Gadol. There's still a requirement that he has to show Simani Saris, which are defined in Masechtas Yevamis on that pay. Therefore, in our Gemara, we're talking about a scenario where Reuven was 20 years old, but he didn't yet have Simani Saris. Yorshim wanted to exhume his body in order to show that he didn't have Simani Gadlus and he didn't have Shtei Sairis either, and therefore he was not yet considered a gadol, and his transactions would not be valid. And at this point in the Gemara, we know of two ways for a person to become a gadol. The first way is if he's 13 years old and he's heavy shtei sairis, and the second way is if he's 20 years old and he has simoni saris. And as Rashbam states in Dilu Maschel v'hu shenoldu by simoni saris, the kibin ikatati chashvin like a gadol, av ben esim shle heavy sairis ve'im by simoni saris chashvin like a katan ad reif shneisav kinu mfash v'azol, until he's already 36 years old, as the Gemara will explain, and even if he has simani saris before he's 20 years old, I see, but he doesn't have shtei saris, the Gemara continues, Rav and Rav explains, Dekanami, I'll bring you a raya that is a concept of having simani saris, tani v'hu asaris, as the Mishnah states, v'hu asaris, which seems to be extra, and therefore shma mina, it must be that the Mishnah is telling us that even though he didn't have simani saris, and he didn't yet have simani godless, but by the fact that he's 20 is not enough, and the only way that he would be considered a gadol is only if he also has simani saris. The Gemara continues that now that we just mentioned that the only way that a person becomes a gadol is either if he's 13 years old, he has shtei saris, or if he's 20 years old and he has simani saris, but let's say someone is already 20 years old and he doesn't bring simani saris, will he remain a katan forever? And the Gemara states, v'chinoldoi simani saris ad kama, until what point will he be considered a katan if he doesn't have simani saris at all? Zokta Gemara, tani Rav Chiya ad Rav Shneisav, that he has to wait until most of his life passes by, and as the Rashbam brings down, that the Pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Tzadik states, Yimeshin Hasein Abayim Shimim Shada, V'mivurei Shmeinim Shana, since the average lifespan is 70 years old, therefore, once a person is 36 years old, he already passed half of his lifespan, and since he passed Rav Shneisav, we already would consider him a gadol. L'chayr should apply once he's 35 years old in one day, and he's already in his 36th year. L'maisa, based on this Gemara, there are two dinim that apply when a person inherits a piece of karka from his father's estate. As number one, he has to be an actual gadol, and therefore he either has to have brought shtei saris or simani saris, or he has to be at least 36 years old. Number two, even if he is a full-fledged gadol and was already heavy shtei saris, he has to be at least 20 years old. And our Gemara now continues, and Ayin the Bach who states that lefi Rashbam we should be gurus as follows: Hani simanim zindinatri mach meskichishusa zindinatri mach mesbriusa. Even if there's a person who actually was heavy shtei saris, there are times because he's very weak, those two saris could fall out, and there are times because he's too strong, so those two saris could also fall out. Because of this, ki asal kamid Rav Chiya, when there was a child that came in front of Rav Chiya, he was having a medical issue that he wasn't able to be heavy shtei saris. So ikiyachish, if he was shvacha, amalu livri, so he would say, make sure that he gets healthier and give him more to eat in order to make sure that he could potentially bring shtei saris be ivri. And if he was healthy, amalu lichish, then he would say, then let him stop eating so much and let him be weaker, as potentially that's the reason why he's not heavy shtei saris. And Rabbeinu Tam held that this issue is not based on Cyrus that grew and then fell out, but Zok Rabbeinu Tam, the Zimun de Asu Machbus Biusa, the Zimun de Asu Machbus Kichushusa, that there are times that Cyrus come because a person is healthy, and sometimes Cyrus grow because a person is weaker. Vachagasina Behisharaba, Bechal Svarim, Vachachnira Yasa, the Chiosla Kamir Rabbi Mashma, Shadayim Loya Vyushte Cyrus, that this child never brought Shte Cyrus, Vachach Omalavim, Ulachisham, Kedelihavi Cyrus, and Taisus specifically states that we shouldn't be Gurus like Rashbam, and as Taisus states, Velikus from de Gasi, Zimdin Natri, Machus Biusan. The Gemara continued that we had a machlekes between Rav in the name of Rav Nachman and Rav Bar Shila in the name of Rav Nachman, if the child has to be 18 or 20 years old, or if he was to sell kaka that he received from the estate of his father. The Gemara now tries to define what 18 or 20 years old means, as he boiled away the following shayla, Teichsman, Kilflezman, Oikala Achazman. When we're referring to 18 or 20 years old, are we referring to 17 and a day and 19 and a day, which is in the 18th year and in the 20th year, or does the child have to be a full 18 years old and a full 20 years old, and he has to be 18 plus one day and 20 plus one day? The Gemara brings a machlikis as to what Rav Nachman stated, and the Gemara brings the same two man amrim as Rav Rav Nachman teichs man kalfdeis man, that Rav who stated in the name of Rav Nachman that the shear is 18 years old, he states in the name of Rav Nachman that the child has to be a full 18 or 20 years old as teichs man kalfdeis man, as if it's within that period of time, he's still considered too young. Any sale of his father's property would not be valid. However, Rav Bashila, Amr Rav Nachman, Teichsman Kalachsman, that even if he's only 17 years in a day or 19 years in a day, he would be considered old enough to sell his father's assets. And the Gemara continued that even though we stated Rav Rav Nachman, Teichsman Kalachsman, Vahadu Rav La Beferishit Ma El Bechlolit Ma, Rav never said this explicitly, but we learned it based on the following, that Hu Teichsman, the Ozel Zovin Nichsei, Vasla Kamedu Rav, that there was an actual person that went and sold the property that he received from the estate of his father. He was only in the 18th year, and he was only older than 17 years and one day old. The Gemara understood that certainly this young man already was Hevish Dei Cyrus, and it was just a question if he was old enough to sell the kaka that he received from the estate of his father, and Amalhu and Rava stated to them, that this transaction is not valid, and man de chazasava mashum techs man kalfezman, that the ones that saw this thought that the reason why he passed in this way, because this person was still within his 18th year, and he wasn't a full 18 years old, and therefore Rava said it's not a valid transaction, because Rava must hold that techs man is kalfezman. The Gemara explains, Balohi, but it's not a raya from this story. It's potentially we could say that Rava hold that techs man is kalachas man, and really this transaction should have been valid. The reason why Rava said that his transaction was not valid, because Hasam Shtusi Yisirasa Chazubay, because over there Rava saw this person acted in a manner which was full of Shtusim, therefore he realized that he wasn't mature enough to actually transact business. That would come Meshachar La'avdei, because Rava saw that he was Meshachar his Eved, and he did so for free without any benefit. And as Rashbam states, Vizel Ibn Mammon Bechinam She'in Loi Bahana, Lamaisa the Gemara on Daf Kufnun Vava Menalaf, will Paskin, like Rav Huna Bachinan, named Rav Nachman, and in order for someone to sell the kakar that he received from his father's estate, he has to be 20 years old, and we will also paskin, Teichsman is Kilfnezman Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues that although we just stated that a person cannot sell the kakar that he received from the estate of his father until he's Havish Dei Sairis, and he's also either 18 or 20 years old, however, Shalchle Gidol Bamanshio Leravo Asam Agaris Lerav, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu Tinekes Bas Abba Esrishonim Vyay Mechod Vyay Das Betiv Masu Matu Mau. Now let's say there's a girl who was already Havish Dei Sairis, and therefore she's a Gdoyla, and she's already 14 years old, and one day she has a maturity, and she already has a lot of experience and a lot of business knowledge. Can she sell property that she received from her father's estate? And Shalchle and Rav responded to Gidol Bamanshio in Yedas Betiv Masu Matu Mechod Mechoch Umemkar Memko and Eina Chanami. She would be able to sell the assets and sell the property that she received from her father's estate. And the Gemara now asks that why Gidol Bamanshio specifically ask about a girl, and why didn't he ask about a boy? And as the Gemara asks, V'lashalchle Tinoik, and the Gemara states, My Shehoya Kachoya, the Eina Chanami, Gidol Bamanshio's question was not only exclusively relevant to a girl, and it's relevant to a boy as well. However, My Shehoya Kachoya, and the Gemara continues, V'lashalchle Tinoik is Bashdei Mesushon of Yemechod, that why did he ask about a girl that's already 14 years old? If L'chayu, once she has Beish Sarius and she's a Gdoyla, then even if she's 12 and one day, then the same Shaila would apply as long as you're Shaydas, but Tiv Masu Matan. And the Gemara answers, Ein Chanami, My Shehoya Kachoya, that once again, the only reason why he asked about a girl that's 14 years old in one day is only because that's the actual story that occurred. And the Gemara continues with the story, Ha'hu Pachos Mi Ben Esrim, the Azal Zavin Nichse Avua, that there was a person who was already a Gadol and he was Havish Dei Sarius, but he was less than 20 years old. He went and sold property they received from the estate of his father, and he did so based on the din of Gidol Bamanshio, and also came to Rava. Now his relatives came to Rava, and they wanted to say that this transaction is not valid since he was still less than 20 years old, and he's in Yedea B'Tiv Masu Matan. And L'Chayr, since we're talking about Rava, and Rava was of the opinion that Rav Nachman held that the Shear is 18 years old, then L'Chayr, we have to say that this child was less than 18 years old. In any case, the Kraven wanted to prove that this child was not Yedea B'Tiv Masu Matan, and therefore Amrule Kravi, so his relatives said to this child, Zilachol Tamri Vishadi Kishyasa Be Rava, that go and eat dates and then take the pits and spit it out in front of Rava. And as Rashbam states, V'yisava Sha'ata Shoita V'yachzal Chonachasecha, and this way Rava will think that you're a Shoita and avoid this transaction, and this way you could get this asset back. And Lemaisa Avid Hachi, so he did this, and Amalahu and Rava said to them, Zvini Lav Zvini, that this transaction is null and void, and the transaction wasn't valid. The Gemara continues with the story, K'kosvele Shtara, so when Rava was writing his Psakdin, Armule Lukuchais, so Lukuchais went over to this child and they said, Zil Emile Rava, go and tell Rava Megillus Esther Bezuza that if I hire Sefer to write a full Megillus Esther, which is very long, all I will have to pay is a Zuz, and Shtar Demar Bezuza, and your Safra Daina is also charging me a Zuz to write a Shtar that this Mekach is not valid, and Lamais is not a fair price. They were trying to show that this child actually understands the value of money, and therefore he is Yedea B'Tiv Masu Matin, and Ozil Omele, and this child went and said this to Rava, so Amalus, and now Rava said, Zvini Zvini, so now that I see that he's Yedea B'Tiv Masu Matin, so the transaction was valid, and therefore Rava upheld the sale, and Lamai said his relatives weren't happy, and Amrule Kravei, so the relatives said to Rava, Lekuchas Agru, that Lamai said this child didn't understand it, and it's only because the Lekuchas told him what to say, that's why he understood what to tell to you, but really he's not Yedea B'Tiv Masu Matin, and Amalhud Rava responded to them, Mizbule Sava, Bekivin the Mizbule Visava made the other, that since once the Lekuchas actually explained to him this idea, and he understood and he actually repeated it to me, therefore it's clear that he's a Yedea B'Tiv Masu Matin, behind the Ovid Hachi, and the reason why you spit out these pits in front of me is chutzpah yaseir hu dahavibay, is because he has a lot of chutzpah and not because he's such a shaita. And before we continue, let's point out when the Gemara stated that if there's a person that's a yedeya b'tiv basu matan, then his sale would be a valid sale even though he's not 20 years old. Zokt Rashbam on the second of the wide lines, then until this point we're talking about a ben esrim that's even at the point he's 20, he's still not a major baki b'tiv masu matan. He still doesn't have so much experience. The Gemara now continues, that although we stated that a person that's not yet 20 cannot go and sell any karka they receive from his father's estate, however, from the point that he's already 13 years old, he has the ability to testify regarding karka, and even though we say he's not mamish, a full-fledged gadol, he still has some maturity. However, lagabe edus is a question of fact, and therefore he would be able to testify. And as Rashbam states, afal pishar manu v'pachz michov she'in yidei b'tiv masu matin eina moichu b'nichse aviv avla edus nemun lehid mashura b'shomim ben yugrum v'iloch she'he v'shi sayris hoil b'ina shoyta. However, the Gemara continues that om mazutra le'amara al matatli al makakoy loy, that this din was only stated in the game metatlin. Once a person is bar mitzvah, he could testify regarding metatlin. However, just like he can't sell the kaka he received from his father's estate, he can't testify regarding kaka either. The Gemara continues, only Rav Ashlan Mazutra, so Rav Ashi es Mazutra, Maishna Metatli. Why is it that you stated that metatlin is different than makaka? It must be because the zvini, as Lamaisa, he could sell metatlin and he can't sell kaka. Al me'atan, if this is true, how the son of Putas Mechel Mechach, and then Kar Memko be metatlin, Hachinami de Dusan Edus. So, Lachiri, since we know that Pu'utais, who are 6 or 7 years old, their transactions are valid. So, Lachiri, once their transactions are valid, then at least their testimony regarding metatlin should also be valid. And even though they're tanim, Lachiri, certainly, since we know that that isn't a din and they can't testify, so Lachiri, we see that Edus is not dependent on if your transactions are valid or not. Therefore, Lachiri, even if there's a person that's 13 years old and he can't actually sell the kaka he received from his father's estate, but Lachiri, his testimony should still be valid, as Lachiri should be based on becoming a gadol and not based on when you can actually transact business. And the Gemara continues that Mazutri sponsor of Ashi, that Amalei Hasan Be'inu V'amdu Shtei Anoshim V'leka, that in Chanami, really Pu'utais should be able to testify since they can transact business. However, Lamaisa is Xeris HaKasa that tells us V'amdu Shtei Anoshim, and we learn out Anoshim V'leik Tanim, that only those that are Gedolim could testify, not Ketanim, and therefore once a person is already a gadol and was Hevi Shtei Sayres, and he could sell metatlin, so then certainly he could testify regarding metatlin. But since he's not yet old enough to sell the kaka that he received from his father's estate, therefore he can't testify regarding kaka. And this is the way the Rashbam understands our sugya. However, in the Baran Taisis, in lefarish leidus kaka, the maishnol and metatli, as why there would be a difference between edus of kaka or metatlin, but oy the hochli sheicha shtum shtus, and also legabe edus, it's based on facts and it's not based on any svara, and therefore it's not based on shtus. And why should it be a difference? And once someone is a gadol, they should be able to testify not only b'negei metatlin, but also b'negei kaka. And therefore, Taisus explains el nul farish tahinu edus sheyemu kach v'kach reis shav zua kaka, that this testimony is regarding giving an appraised value and saying this was the value of this kaka. The kiyun l'mikra v'dait l'gabi zuzei yoshem oisa yosa, since this person is less than 20 years old, and therefore his mikra v'dait l'gabi zuzei, so therefore he will give it a value that's more than the shavis. However, this svara doesn't apply b'negei metatlin. Al metatlin l'yoshem oisam yosa mishavion, the mikra v'dait inami l'gabi metatli, as a young adult already has experience b'negei metatlin and he understands the value of metatlin. V'gamein hefsid b'metatli k'moy b'mekakoy, and certainly there's less of a loss b'negei metatlin than b'negei kaka, as of course pricing of real estate is much more than metatlin, and the potential loss by kaka is much greater than metatlin, and therefore the Rabbanon stated that a person that's less than 20 years cannot testify regarding the appraised value of a property. And before we continue, let's see the second last tesis on the Amid, as when Rav or Rav responded to Gidl Bar Manshi and stated imidas b'tiv masu matan mecha mekach umem kara memka, and Taisa states lav dafka noka mecha mekach da pshita el aydu noka mem kara memka the noka nami mecha mekach. Certainly there's no question that once a child is at least 13 years old, and certainly any purchase that he makes would be valid. And our Gemara now continues that even if a person is less than 20 and is not yedeya b'tiv masu matan, where we stated that he can't sell any property that he received from his his father's estate. However, if he gives that property away as a gift, then the gift would be valid. And Amalei Rashi Lameimba, and Rav Ashi says Tameimba, that how could this be? Hashtu Mazvinin Mekabel Zuzi Amr Deloi. If we already learned that even if he goes and sells this property and he receives money, then the transaction would be null and void, as Bechoshish Dilma Mezel Mazbin, as possibly since Mikro Dait Legabi Zuzi, so there's a potential that someone will defraud him and buy this property for a much lower price than the market value. So Koshki Matan Deloi Motle Vloi Midi, then certainly if he gives a Matana away to someone and he doesn't get anything in return and he doesn't get any money, then certainly it should not be a valid gift, and this gift should be null and void, as Rashbam states at the bottom of Amid, Hashto Mazvinu De Koshokel Zuzi De Derech Chachma Yizois, that this is considered at least a bit of a Derech Chachma because he's getting money. Afilachi Tekinu Rabban Lil Hevi Zvini Achi Ben Esrim Hoel Bein Bokeh B'Tiv Masu Maton. So Matana Shu Derech Shtus V'Boyi De Tekinu Rabban Lil Hevi Matana, that certainly Rabban would be Misakin, that's not a valid Matana. Amolei and Amim response to Rav Ashi, and we continue at Afkos Nun Vavam Ralf V'Lo Tameich, and according to Yisvara Zovin Shavi Chamsha B'Shisa Hachinami De Zvini Zvini, that L'Chir, if you're telling me that the reason why you can't sell an item only because Rabban will Choshesh that someone will cheat him, L'Chir, let's say this is a scenario where there's a person that's less than 20 years old and he sells a piece of kaka that's really valued at $5 and he sells it for $6, certainly he made a good deal. So would you say that it's considered a valid transaction? Certainly we said it's not a valid transaction, and the reason is Al-Kimul Rabbanon the Yenukur Mikra V'Daitli Gabi Zuzei, the Maisa the Rabbanon made a takana and they stated that there's a loy plug and it doesn't make a difference if he made a good or bad deal, the L'Maisa since it's Mikra V'Daitli Gabi Zuzei, so therefore there's a potential for fraud, and therefore they stated they can't sell any kaka that he received from the estate of his father. And as the Gemara explains, the Amr Zvini Zvini, and if we would say that his transaction would be valid, Zimnin Makaka Shalei Zuzi, that at times an adult will come to him and he'll shake a lot of coins next to him, and Azul Mazmul Kul Nixid Avu, and based on a few coins, he'll go and sell all the assets of his father, Avogatana, Ilav the Havilah Nomine, Leaviov Le Matana, but Legab Matana, where he's giving away for free, certainly this child is not Mamish Shoita, where he doesn't understand that he should get some value for his property. By the fact that he's giving away a gift of his father's assets, it must be that he received a major benefit from this person, and therefore it made sense for him to give this matana. The mice of this person didn't shake any coins in front of him, and is not mikra daitel gabizuze, and certainly he wouldn't have given away his father's property for nothing. As Rashbam states, he loved isle hano gedolu minei loy haviyavle. Therefore, Amema tells Rav Ashi, so Amr Rabbanon to have matanas matana, and therefore Rabbanon actually stated that his matana should be a valid gift, in order that people should want to do favors for this Yasam and to make sure that he's taken care of. And as Rashbam states, La'ev the Mili, Ligma Loi Chesed, No Lahitav Loi Bechol Inyonin. L'maisa Amema gave an example of someone that's less than 20 years old that went and sold a piece of property that was worth $5 for $6. And Taisus Badavim Taima, Gam Begdalim Nami Em Kormer Memka, L'Lachir, even by a Gadol, this would not be a valid transaction to have Le Bitul Mekach Umachzerino. Taisus holds that even in a case where it's exactly a shtus, the din is that is bitul mekach and your machzer ino. Therefore, since Reuven is selling a property that's valued at $5 and he's overcharging by $1, which is exactly a shtus milabar, or 20% more than the value of the property, so l'chir it should be bottle and the transaction would not be valid. Taisus first states v'yesh leimer d'lav dafka noka chamshu b'shisa, and in chenami Amema's example is not b'dafka and really it was less than the share of ino. Inami dafka v'asi shapel l'mashem b'farash v'beinu tam de'in ino l'kakois, and l'maisa we have a cloud that in ino l'kakois, therefore there is no betul mekach. Inami k'goin she'am b'beferi she'di'ani she'in shavu kolkach, or talking about a case where the person agreed, I know that not as valuable as this price, but even so I still want to pay it. Inami lo yisbat l'gamri k'yimud leka yis m'shtus, or l'maisa we paskin when there's a no of exactly a shtus, then the transaction is not considered void. All you have to do is refund the amount of the ino. Ayin Rashbam, as well as in other Rishonim, that they're actually Gurus, Zovin Shava Abob Bechomish, and L'Chir L'Fi them, it comes out, it's even more than the value of Aina, and it's even more than the Shtus. Certainly, generally, the halacha would be that there's Bitul HaMekach, and the transaction would not be valid. However, certainly, we have to see that Rashbam and other Rishonim hold that Ein Aina L'Kakois, and therefore the Gemara is giving an example that even though Reuven is less than 20 years old, and he made such a good deal that he was able to defraud this person and even receive more than the value of a shtus, that even so, the Rabbanon stated that it's not a valid transaction, and even though by regular gadol, this transaction would be valid, and I am Shum, and we will stop over here.